Good morning. Try to answer your questions.
Matt, what did you notice the big difference from Case Keenum's first start to his second start?
Well, I think it crossed over the whole team. He was one of a bunch of players and coaches in my mind that we just did a better job of executing. We took the ball down the field in the first drive and scored, which is a huge boost for the team. And I thought, generally speaking, he was very efficient. Although there were some deep ball opportunities that we hit on, for the most part. So, you know, he went out and executed. He had a good idea what we were trying to do, and I think he played well.
What are your expectations for Sam today, especially and going forward?
Yeah, we'll have to see. I don't know. I don't know where that's at right now. So we'll just have to see.
To make it difficult, though, kind of trying to figure out splitting up snaps during practice or anything.
Nope. You get guys ready to play, and I think that's what we're learning about an NFL team, really any team in general. You get the guys that are able to play, ready to play, and that's sort of our mindset right now.
What does C.J. Ham bring to the offense?
Well, he's really not talked about often. We probably don't use 21 personnel as much. I think 21 personnel is probably not used as much in the NFL, period. But when he's in there, he does a really, really good job. You saw the other day he caught the ball on a check down and made yards after the catch. We've thrown him a screen pass, and you know, he can catch. So he can catch the ball. That's number one, and that's a huge comfort for a play caller. And then obviously he's very good at blocking, and I think that's been his role to this point.
I think a couple of those deep shots were out of 21 personnel, weren't they? Mm-hmm. Did that sort of add to a layer of deception when you have him on the field for deep?
It can be. It depends. And each team is different. You know, the so-called deep balls that, you know, we're all kind of enamored by, you know, they show up against some defenses. Some defenses legislate against them. And so you got to be more patient in your approach. But, yeah, we hit it right on a couple of them.
Mike said that the quick snap on the second Diggs touchdown was part of the plan, that you saw something. What did you see that made you anticipate that personnel change?
It was just a feel. We were in the right part of the field, right down in distance for that play that we've practiced in the past. And tempo was part of my DNA, and our players have embraced it. Our coaches have embraced it, and you know, it was kind of it ended up being good on both ends. Had we not completed it, we got them with 13 guys on the field, so. It's part of what the NFL is all about now. The NFL is a substitution league and a matchup league, and sometimes when you get to a certain down and distance, people just substitute, and, you know, it's like anything. We just hit it right.
Was going quick on that one part of trying to not let them review the play before?
No, not really. Not really. In fact, I was frustrated by the fact that there was a pile up there because I wanted Diggsy to get lined up, you know. So, no, that didn't go into it. Although we have mechanisms to get a play run to challenge it. In that case there, we weren't thinking that way.
Back on it, did you think he fumbled, though?
I didn't see a fumble.
How dangerous are Diggs and Thielen when they do draw those one-on-one matchups, and kind of how advantageous is it for the offense when they get that?
Yeah, I think they're both very fine receivers, and we've seen them make plays on the outside and the inside. We've seen them make plays down the field and crossing the field. So, I mean, they're two legitimate NFL receivers that are making plays for us, and I think that's important, you know, and they're doing it in all kinds of ways. It doesn't get talked about much, but when we're running the ball, they're doing a very fine job of blocking as well. So it all ties together, and, you know, again, we hit it right.
In your eyes, have they developed into one of the best receiving duos in the NFL?
That's probably better for you guys to compare. You know, we like it when the ball is in either one of their hands, regardless, and that's comforting for the quarterback.
Considering what you went through last year with the offensive line, what has the addition of Riley Reiff meant to you guys?
Yeah, well, Riley is a pro, you know, and, you know, I think that's the thing that I really appreciate about him. He's very critical of his play and trying to make sure he does things the right way. He's super, you know, he's really, really good at what he does. And because he's good at what he does, his ability to lead and to help bind that group together is kind of a value added there. And so I have a great appreciation for him. even this week after, you know, now we're playing the Lions, his former team. When you listen to him speak about, you know, he speaks about his teammates that he used to play with the Lions with great respect, you know, and talks about how good this player is and how good that player is. And I certainly admire that because there should be a respect for the game.
It seems like you consider him a leader of that offensive line.
Yeah, I certainly. And again, you said it, I've said it before. It doesn't take anything extraordinary to lead. You have to be good at what you do, and you got to be willing to show courage and be tough. And he does all those things. I think the words and the speaking part of leadership over talked about in my mind.
One thing the offensive line excelled at maybe last week that you weren't happy with 2 weeks ago?
No, they battled. I think they've battled throughout. You know, sometimes a bad play in there gets magnified in some ways or another. But, I mean, you're talking about a scenario now in the NFL where the defensive fronts that we face are all good. And our guys battle in there. Every once in a while they get beat. You know, then it's up to the skilled players that are around and, do something with their feet or get rid of the ball quicker or whatever. But I think as a unit, they're fighting hard. And as you go through the season, then because they're able to work together week after week after week, they'll continue to get better, in my opinion.
How much has Diggs developed as a route runner?
He's a really good player, and he works every day to develop that. So, yeah, I think he's getting better. And I think it's a coordinated effort with the receivers and the quarterback, much like it is with the offensive line.
Last couple for Pat.
With Riley, how much?
Pat, Detroit's first interception on Sunday. Is there something that Quinn did to bait Matt Ryan in the throw? That didn't seem like a throw that a guy of his stature would normally throw.
Typically, you know, safeties, they get their interceptions on tip balls and overthrows. And, you know, I don't know. You'd have to get into the mind of Matt Ryan. You're talking about a great football player, and they obviously made a great play on it. So I couldn't tell you.
A guy like Riley, how much do you rely on somebody that was at a team that you're gonna play against to, you know, insight?
That happens every week. You know, we all move. Trust me, I'm one of them. We all moved around enough where we've got insight on every place we've been. But things change. People change. And I think what's important is we, as coaches and players, have got to attack and really game plan for what we see on film. And, you know, obviously you can get some insight on personalities and whatnot, but I personally don't think too much in that. If there's a code word, maybe but they're going to maybe change it because they know he's here. You know, so I don't look into that too much.